The world-famous Phil Henry Show presents the Jay Santos Experience. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. One of many guests that fills in for Phil when he's not available to do the show. And now, from the South Bay of Los Angeles, California, this then is Jay Santos.
Thanks a lot. That is Sonny Boy Williams. They told me that they were not able to find the theme to the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And for those of you that haven't heard it, I can approximate it for you. I'm not a singer. I won't do it justice, but it has always given me a good feeling of sort of strength and momentum when we hear the old Citizens Auxiliary Police theme, and it goes dun 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 dun, dun. Yeah, dun dun dun. And whenever the forces of evil or something, I forget how it goes, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police is what I'll jump in with, and I sure miss doing that. But we don't have that right now. We don't have the Citizens Auxiliary Police theme. So I went with Checking Up on My Baby by Sonny Boy Williamson. And in many ways, that is a surveillance song. I mean, he's talking about coming home and he's going to see what's going on with his girlfriend. He says, checking up on my baby. I wouldn't probably kick the door in myself. I would simply, if I could, sort of peek in a window and see what's going on and sort of just sit there with a Coca-Cola, or if you have a cocktail, I probably would not have a cocktail leaning against the wall of your girlfriend's house and trying to get a peek in the window to see what's going on. That, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying it good, but, you know, as a surveillance song, which is indicative of the work that I do with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, because a lot of what I do, I'm a brigadier admiral. I'm not one of the sub-commanders, the daily on-the-street Citizens Auxiliary Police commanders, you know, sub-commander. I am a brigadier admiral, which means I'm more investigative, okay, you know, and so I will check out the larger issues. So let's say, for instance, someone says to me, I think my girlfriend is seeing another man. I don't know if they're having a sexual encounter. I don't know if it's really none of his business, and I should not take a job like that, but it's concerning, I think, to all men. If your girlfriend says goodbye to you at a train station, or probably not a train station, I think most of us probably take an airplane now, or I should say a jet plane, and it's not even called a jet plane, it's just called a jet, or it's just called, yeah, it's a jet, you know, it's a jet, and probably most of us do that. But if she says goodbye to you wherever, at the bus station, which if she's saying goodbye to you at a bus station, you should probably go ahead and figure that she's going back to be with another man in the bed. And why do I say that? Because you're taking a bus. That means you probably don't have a lot of money. And most of the women that I know about, in my experience, don't really want to be with a guy that's saying, okay, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Pick me up at the bus station, right? Because that tells her you're not really well-funded. So I would imagine that if you're, you know, the last time you saw your girlfriend, she was waving goodbye to you at the bus station or train station, she's probably immediately getting into her automobile, driving back to her house, and meeting up with another man there to have intimate relations, probably far, far beyond any that she's had with you. And I hate to put it that way, but think of the most extreme or graphic sex position that your girlfriend ever allow you to try. Now double and triple that, go to the furthest extreme. That's what she's letting a boyfriend do with her, because she dropped you off at a bus station.
Very good, Jay.
Thank you. General Shaw is here.
Yes, I am. And that is a very good opening. We were talking about monologuing. That was a great monologue.
Thank you very much. General Galen Shaw is with us. You were in the Army, General. Were you ever an MP?
I was, yes. I did some military police duty at the Presidio in San Francisco, briefly in my career.
Now, where did you become a general?
Well, I was given my commission, at Fort Ord. And that was a great proud moment for me.
At Fort Ord, and was you in Vietnam then?
No, that was well after my Vietnam experience.
What was your rank in Vietnam?
Well, Vietnam, I became a lieutenant. Then I was promoted to captain upon my return to the United States.
Well, but as a MP, military police, what was basically your duty?
Well, I worked a regular guard shack there at the Presidio. I was in the in some of the proceedings, some of the judge advocate proceedings there with the Army. I don't know. I'm lying to you. I was never.
You were never military police.
No, I wasn't. I don't know anything about it.
What?
Just keep going, okay? I lied so you'd have somebody to talk to about that.
Well, I mean, if you...
I lied, Jay, so you wouldn't stumble around, okay? I don't know. I was never a military cop. No. That's a whole other profession. I was a regular soldier, just a soldier.
Okay, Wow.
Oh, don't give me the wow stuff. You've never lied about being something you're not?
Well...
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, what are you saying, because I call myself a citizen's auxiliary policeman, that I'm not a policeman?
Well, it's something like that, yeah.
You just applauded me when I gave the monologue.
When you gave the monologue?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't understand you. Well, the monologue,
yes, you did. You understood me. You're always saying that you don't. You understood me, and you're making a big deal out of it. Because of, God, I got heartburn.
Yeah, because you're sitting there slugging down Rufino Chianti. Jesus, hey.
I'm not slugging it down.
Yes, you are. You're on your third glass.
This is not my third glass. This is, I had a half a glass, and I fill it up.
And you fill it up.
I filled, F-I-L-E-D.
Filed.
No, F-I-L-L. Is it F-I-L-L?
Uh-huh, yeah, that's not all, though.
F-I-L-L-E-D.
Yes, but it's not F-I-L-L-E-D. It's F-I-L-L, you know, General, just... All right, he's going to start to cry. No, I'm not going to start to cry,
but I wish you had just let bygone be bygone, okay? And let me finish this, what I got to do, okay? Is that all right with you?
Yeah, go ahead. Jesus.
What's your story?
Well, they said they're taking a slug on the wine.
So I made the mistake of asking General Shaw if he was ever a police officer. And
police officer? Wow.
I mean a police officer. And you are not, which means that I have more experience with being a citizen's auxiliary policeman.
Yeah, I will give you that.
I mean, I've got more experience being a policeman.
I will not give you that, because I don't think you are a policeman. You're a volunteer, made-up cop.
Look, you and I have had this discussion over and over.
You're right, I'm sorry.
And I don't know why I'm even talking to you about this.
Oh, man, I don't feel good.
Jay Santos, the Jay Santos Experience from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, it's Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You know, I need a couple of giggles, a couple of laughs. That's why I listen to the Phil Henry Show podcast. It's a whole new experience of Phil Henry, the digital realm. Beginning in 2013, Mr. Henry left the radio world and went into the full digital world, where he does a daily netcast. All kinds of wonderful things from the panel, talking to different guests from all around the world. Mr. Henry gives you his expertise, the expertise of his panelists, too. Check out the world-famous Phil Henry Show podcast at philhenryshow.com and check out their new streaming player on a homepage. And another thing that they do is they're also, you can download it too.
The Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos likes it. So might you at philhenryshow.com. Bozo Arthur has been practicing dentistry here in Los Angeles for the last 17 years. And Bozo Arthur knows your teeth. Even though he's never seen the inside of your mouth, he already knows more about your teeth than you do, and probably knows more about your teeth than most any other dentist. That's because Bozo Arthur has spent years imagining what the inside of your mouth looks like. Laying down at night, closing his eyes and concentrating, he's probably seen much of what your teeth look like, and it hasn't been pretty. I'm Bozo Arthur. I've seen the inside of your mouth in my nightmares. Bozo Arthur. Call him. Radcliffe 2. Bozo Arthur, a member of the National Dental League. Now back to Jay Santos and the Jay Santos Experience.
All right, thanks a lot. Welcome back here to the Jay Santos Experience. So we talk about law enforcement and a lot of things that I've done, a lot of things that I do. You know, the Citizens Auxiliary Police started in 1996 in September, and it was started by me, Major Elvis Newton, and Sub-Commander Gleason and Sub-Commander Ripshaw. That first name of Sub-Commander Gleason is classified.
I know what it is. And
well, why don't you just tell us?
Because it's classified. You're not allowed to know.
I'm not allowed to know.
No.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Dick?
Dick? Dick Gleason.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm right, aren't I?
Yes, you are. God damn it.
And that was classified.
Well, it's not classified now since you already... So Sub-Commander Dick Gleason, so now his name's out in the open. Thanks a lot.
You said that I could guess.
All right. And the other one is Sub-Commander Chip Keebler, because, well, I don't want to get into it, but he's short. Anyway, we started the Citizens Auxiliary Police in September of 1996. Me, Elvis Newton, Dick, you know, now that you guessed.
Yeah, Dick Gleason.
Dick Gleason and Chip Keebler. And
was his name classified too? Well, you're blowing it, aren't you?
I apologize to Chip Keebler and Dick Gleason's families. I'm sorry. I swore to you up and down on a certain Friday night when your men were inducted into the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
They were ducked. Ducked?
They were inducted, man.
Inducted?
Yes.
All right, sorry.
I swore a blood oath that no one would know the identities of your men, and I've blown it. I've blown it. I'm sorry. So now everyone knows Dick Gleason of Torrance, California.
Well, may I suggest something?
No, you may not, okay? You've ruined everything.
I'm just saying, don't keep talking about it.
All right, I just want to say one more thing. And Chip Keebler of Norwalk, California.
Okay, now they know what cities they're in, the names of these men. God.
Fuck.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police takes your questions.
Here's one from Mary Elfshire. And she lives here in Marymount, California. She asks, Jay, I was listening to you one night on a Phil Henry show as you were talking about giving people nasal swabs to see if they had anthrax after 9/11 attacks. Is that true? And did you find no anthrax? Well, it is true. No, we did not. We interdicted people, stopped them at the certain, you know, areas where people would be, for instance, at the supermarket, and we set up at another time, we set up at a tire distribution center, and different places around the city, and when people came by, we'd say, excuse me, and we were very quick, because people will panic. If you say to them, oh, could I put a Q-tip up your nose, because I want to swab for anthrax, they'll go, no, no, and they'll run away. But if you just very quickly grab the back of the head and put the... It's so easy and so simple, and it does not really scare anybody, and it's not invasive. You simply say, how are you? You grab the head, in goes the swab, and out it comes. It's really... General, it's really easy.
I'm going to give you permission to try that on me, but go slow.
All right. I grab the back of your head.
Go slow.
Okay. I grab the back of your head and up the nasal and back.
Well, you see, you didn't really put anything up there.
What do you want? God damn, man.
I'm not asking you to put your dick up.
Okay.
We can cut that out.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to put your finger up there.
I'm just saying, see, you grab the back of the head. Let's pretend my finger. I'm not going to put it in your nose, okay? I'm not going to put it in your nose. Just pretend like your back of your head. My hand goes up, back of the head. I pull it forward, up your, see, up your nose goes my finger, if that's like a swab. Out it comes. Is there anthrax on it? We take it, we put it on a slide. And see whether or not there's anthrax on it. And the whole process of what I just demonstrated to you takes less than 2 seconds.
Right, but it's, what if I didn't give you permission?
Well, I mean, see, that was the thing that we were, you know, people were saying about it. If you didn't give us permission, I mean, what? Why do you have to give us permission?
Because you're sticking something up my nose.
It's not.
I know it's not your penis. That's not the point. Well, what? Just the fact that you put... See, this is the thing you don't understand, Jay. The invasion of privacy by a so-called police entity.
I'm not... Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
But you're not a police entity.
Wait. I'm not doing anything that hurts anybody.
Doesn't matter. You have to get permission.
If I grab the back of your head and I put something hard...
Uh-huh. In my mouth?
Oh, boy.
Well, Jesus Christ, Jay. Clean it up a little bit, will you?
If I take the back of your head and I slide my finger up your nose, let's say that's a Q-tip.
Okay.
What difference does it make? You didn't even notice that I did it.
You still have to get permission.
Well, I disagree. And I'll say one thing, General. You're getting up in my stuff a little bit here. You know, this area that I sort of know about? You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying.
I'm saying as a law enforcement officer.
Officer?
As a law enforcement officer.
A-O-F, not A.
Oh, yeah, A.
No, O-F-F-I-C-E-R.
Okay. As a law enforcement, what's that guy's name? Is Bunghole?
It's Budstack. What's your problem, man?
I just looked up here and I saw...
Stick to the point.
I looked up here, National Hockey League, and I saw one guy's name look like Bunghole.
No, B-J-U-G-S-T-A-D. That's Bunghole?
Oh, it's, what's that, Judge Stat?
Judge Stat.
Well, I don't know. Who's Kirill Kaprizov?
He's a hockey player.
All right, fine. These are questions that, as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, I got asked because, as you know, we've had an immigration problem. And we have illegal immigrants coming in the country all the time.
These are hockey players with professional teams. Don't you think they clear them at immigration?
I don't know. That's something we'd have to look at. Look at his face.
He's a Russian. So the face is sort of squished and flat.
What a racist.
No, you're the guy that said look at that guy's face.
This guy's name is Kirill Kaprizov. He was with CSKA Moscow. And now he plays for Minnesota Wild. And everything. Okay.
Why don't you take a break?
Excuse me. We'll take a break. Jay Santos here. The Jay Santos Experience.
The Jay Santos Experience. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. When you walk into a very, very tense and tight situation, you're going to know to how to make people spread out and, you know, and spread and fan out.
The Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police Citizens Handy Guide. How to make people spread, fan out, and spread out.
That could save your life. Get a punk, put his hands up on a wall, spread his legs, and tell him to spread out and to fan out.
Fan out and spread out with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You'll never go wrong with the fan out.
Jesus.
Yeah?
Nothing.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is back.
We're playing a lot of this blues music because of the fact that we could not find our theme. But as I did at the beginning of the program, let me just take this moment to pay homage to the theme, the great Citizens Auxiliary Police theme. And it goes like this. Dun, 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 dun. Wherever people are, you know, I forget how it goes.
Well, it's a big long thing, but it ends with Citizens Auxiliary Police. Right.
Dun, 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 dun. And then it goes, the Highway Patrol or the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Dun, 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 dun. Like that, you know.
Jesus H.
You know, all you do, generals, put me down.
Look, you're half in the bag from that red wine.
No, I am not. No, I am not. I'm feeling very good. And as was pointed out to me earlier, red wine is a curative. All right, it's time now for the grab bag. Grab bag is kind of a term we use for our mailbag because, as you know, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we pride ourselves. It's kind of crude, but I think it gets the message home. The theme of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is, you know, we're not playing grab ass around here, okay? Okay, so just... remember that.
Yeah, except for the fact that that...
No. You mean the Dan and Moore thing?
Yeah.
No.
You admitted to it. You said you were grab-assing.
We were grab-assing because it was the end of the workday. The New York State authorities said, let's shut it down. Okay, what am I supposed to do? The New York State Patrol... The New York...
Yeah?
You laugh at me, man.
Go ahead.
The New York State Patrol, the Dan and Moore County Sheriff... and everything. They all said, let's knock off for the night. Let's go ahead and, you know, get some shut-eye or go out and have some dinner, have a cocktail.
They said have a cocktail.
They said relax. So I was not ready to sort of give it up yet. So I told my crew, I said, look, let's just kind of, you know, scale it back and scale it down. We're still going to be on alert. We're all alert. But, you know, then we started playing grab-ass, chasing each other around the parking lot just as a way to unwind. And it was our bad luck.
Oh, bad luck, my ass. Those two inmates came walking right by your position.
Of course, but, I mean, they had to walk somewhere.
Right, so why not walk by you guys?
You don't get it, man.
No, I don't get it.
And by the way, you're not supposed to be arguing with me, okay?
All right.
You can't. I'm the host of the Jay Santos Experience. Hey, man, those two punks, okay, went off into the woods where Subcommander Gleason was, and I didn't hear from Subcommander Gleason for 5 hours. We had to go in the woods to try to find him.
And you guys did find him.
Yeah, but it was hard because he was hiding. because he'd seen them. They'd seen them guys go by. So you say grab ass a bad thing? Was that a relief when we got Dick Gleason? Well, I told his name again.
Yeah, Dick Gleason.
When we got Sub Commander Gleason up to the parking lot, up to our command post, we were so relieved. We started playing grab ass and just because you know how it is when you're happy, you're just grabbing a handful of guys' ass. I guess not.
No, Jay.
Oh, God.
No, Jay, no, I don't know that.
Yeah, sure. You're saying that because it sounds, bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad. Do you ever, to relax, grab a handful of a guy's ass?
I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about the relaxation that happens while friends having a good time. God damn.
Yeah, friends having a good time. To answer your question, no, I don't play grab ass. And
no, you don't play grab ass because what you want to do is humiliate me and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a very professional group of men who have done their very best, their level best, to protect the people of South Bay. And what do we get? We take nothing but static and heat from you and from, other members of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
From what do you mean other members?
I mean other sister agencies like the Florida Gator Brigade. Petey Weisbach, who had his teeth kicked in by the Orange County Sheriff, by Broward County Sheriff, has teeth kicked in by Duval County Sheriff, has teeth kicked in by Orlando Police Department, and has teeth kicked in by St. Petersburg Police Department. That guy's got to get a whole new posts, whole new implant posts to go into his mouth, okay?
Yeah, what about it?
I'm talking to you. Man, I'm trying to talk to you about me. Excuse me. I'm trying to talk to you about me and what I face.
Well, so far you're telling me about Petey Weisbach.
Petey Weisbach is with the Florida Gator Brigade. Everybody knows. I've told the story. Okay?
Well, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, you have. Petey Weisbach has been with the Florida Gator Brigade. He's been a part of some major operations in Florida. And he's a very good friend. We have a lot of respect for Petey. And one night, for no reason at all, a Florida State Patrol pulled him over and held his head up by his hair and started a roundhouse kick in his face. Okay? Okay? You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. You're not shocked or anything?
No. What did he do to deserve it?
He didn't do anything to deserve it.
Well, I don't believe that, Jay, at all. I don't believe that at all. This guy, Petey Weisbach, who's a member of this Gator Brigade.
Yeah, that's right.
Gets his teeth kicked in by a Florida State Patrolman, and there's no reason.
I did not hear any good reason. And we picked Petey up at the hospital where he had the implants, and he smiled absentmindedly, just went, hey, his smile. Oh my God.
Yeah, they're posts.
There's metal spikes. I can't describe it. It was frightening. And I said, Petey, I'll swear a blood oath right now. I'm gonna find out who done it. He said, I already know. His name is, he gave me the name of the trooper.
Okay.
And so I consulted a lawyer and he said,
you got no case. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, folks, talking about his experiences there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. Well, I'm sorry, man. All right, here is a question from Ron Donnelly in Tucson, Arizona. He said, Jay, can you point me to a sister agency here in the Arizona area? And I would say there's two. There's the Tucson
Tucson Twats?
Yeah, that's really, really...
All right, I'm sorry.
There's the Tucson Desert Patrol and the Tucson Desert State. Or Desert State Patrol.
What? They got what?
They have four agencies in the Tucson area. Then there's the Arizona Cooperation, and that's a cooperative effort of three distinct agencies in the Arizona area. The other is the Northern Arizona Moving Rocks or Walking Rocks. They're just rocks.
They're rocks.
Yeah, and they just move along. They move along the roadway, and you don't know they're rocks until they're on top of you. Well, I mean, you don't know they're really people in a rock costume.
Uh-huh.
Well, and the other one is the Bisbee Beat.
The Bisbee Beat? That's the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Yeah, it's a sister agency, yeah. What's the big deal?
The Bisbee Beat? Yeah, that sounds so... It sounds like a musical group.
Well, it's not. It's a auxiliary police agency run by the good people, the volunteer forces of Bisbee.
All right, well, here's another letter, Jay, from Don Baldigan, and he writes, Jay, I heard you on one of your programs talking about overhearing or listening in on other people's conversations. Have you ever had anyone drive his fist right through the back of your head once he discovered you were doing that?
Well, hey, wow. That's kind of a...
Well, it's a logical question.
I had a guy say to me one time, you know, I was leaning sort of halfway in my booth, drinking a glass of wine. So I was sitting technically in my booth. And if you're sitting technically in your booth, they can't do nothing about it. But this dude kind of looked at me and went, what do you want something? I said, no. Do I look like I want something? He goes, it looks like you're overhearing what I'm saying. I said, I'm sitting here in my booth, have a glass of wine, and I'm looking out on the night. I don't know what it was like a parking lot. It wasn't much of a club. And he goes, it's giving me the sense that you're listening in on me. I said, God, man, have you been a psychiatrist or anything like that? And I remember sort of glancing and seeing a flash. And when I woke up, I was on a gurney.
You got, the guy belted you.
I don't know. When I woke up, I was on a gurney being loaded into an ambulance. And I said, what happened? And they said, we don't know. We just called. Someone said that you slipped on a bar of soap. And I said, very funny. I'm in that bar over there. And he goes, that's not where we found you. We found you over here in the bathroom of this guy's apartment. So, you know.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you that this guy, okay, that I'm sitting there and I'm just listening in for bits of conversation. And the next thing you know, I'm out like a light. And I wake up in a guy's apartment while he's nude, shaving.
Yeah?
What's your story?
Well, Jay, I'm telling you, this is too weird for words.
Well, that's what happened. Nothing happened. What, you think I had sex with a guy?
That's what it sounds like.
God, General, that's what it sounds like.
Well, Jay, all right, you know what? It's your business.
That's right. It is my business. But I'm telling you, what happened was the guy hit me for no reason, thinking I was overhearing him.
Well, were you surveilling him?
Of course I was. But he had no way of knowing that because I looked totally natural as I was sitting in my booth sucking down a, you know, whatever it was, sucking down a Mickey Widemouth.
Shit.
Sucking down a what? A Mickey's Widemouth. You never heard of Mickey Widemouth?
Not really, no.
Well, I have to tell you about it some other time. Well, folks, that's it for the Jay Sounds, the Citizens Auxiliary Police tonight, and the Jay Sounds Experience.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the Jay Santos Experience. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
This is General Galen Shaw. Sorry about that. If you heard anything you didn't like, and I'm sure there was a lot.
Yeah, that's. I'm Jay Santos. I was very happy to be on with you, and I think you did like what you heard.
Okay.
Yeah. Jay Santos.